Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's off today. It's Jason Barsky. This morning has flown by. I think it's a good example of the calm literally before the storm. Storm coming in tomorrow, as you heard Mark giving the forecast there. Snedeker, we talked, you know, we heard from Snedeker. His forecast is, as far as timeline for tomorrow, starting around 3, 4, 5 a.m., somewhere in there, going to about 3, 4, 5 p.m., 3 to 6 inches possible. He had said earlier this morning that, you know, if you get up and you do your early morning commute, it will be starting, and it should be finished by, you know, your drive home. Now, if people... if people drive cautiously, like they probably always should, but just a little bit more. Some people probably shouldn't drive during storms. We should be able to, we all know that person who's like, got four-wheel drive. I'm good. I got four-wheel drive. Don't tell me to drive. You stay out of my way. You're part of the problem. Just saying, you're part of the problem. Would it kill you just to be a decent person and not drive like a maniac? If you are taking this personally, I'm probably talking about you. If you think I'm being too harsh to everybody, I am not referring to you because you at least are paying attention going, yeah, I know. Why do we have to have this conversation every year? We have to have this conversation every year because of the people who are offended going, why are you talking crap about me? I was smart enough to get a big truck with big four-wheel drive. I can go 180 in 8 inches of snow. That was an exaggeration. I know those people don't really exist. But, you know, we all know the person who's like, ugh. Like, it's, I feel like if there's something that is safe, mostly safe, but absolutely terrifying during bad snow and, you know, ice weather, is if you are in, say, a middle lane of a road, say 81, and you're in the middle lane, you're going probably safer 50, 45, 50, and someone goes by you going 80 plus, and their tires hit that ice, and it hits the side of your car like a wave. It's like, it didn't have to happen that way. And I hate the fact that these conversations continue to happen every year, but it happens every year because people go, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I don't know why I always make them sound like they are just coming out of a cave, and English is not just their first language, but literally their first language. Like before they just grunted and suddenly learned a few words. My apologies if that part is offensive. I would understand. That being said, if you've literally never spoken before and only grunted and you're like, I'm not the problem. Hey, kudos to you. You sound great. English is not an easy language. You're knocking it out of the park, hypothetical person. I want to apologize for something that happened all last week. I thought I was going to come in here Monday and people would be like trying to chase me down, blame me for something really, really ugly. Some of the things I said, they're a joke, I said. They're not a real football team, I said. I went there. They don't win. I have not been paying close attention this year to Rutgers football. But if there's something I know about football teams, it's when they suck. That's why I know that pretty well. I think at one point last week, Nancy said, You know, we were talking about how if Penn State beats Rutgers, if they win, they will become bowl eligible with six wins. And I said, they're going to win. I had told my wife, because we had plans on Saturday, and she's like, I don't want to have to miss the end of the game. I said, the game's going to be over after the first quarter. Maybe I said half. And then the game starts. And first, let me say what I think was a positive from a fan of football, not a fan of any one team. I thought it was a really fun game to watch. Might be the most fun football game I've watched in a while. It was back and forth and back and forth, but hell, it came down to the end. Rutgers had the lead and Penn State came back. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rutgers held the lead. Sorry, they came back, but it was going back and forth for a while. And for a while, I really thought, I was sitting there going, this ain't good. I never speak this strongly against any teams. I never dismiss any teams because anything can happen. This time, I dismissed Rutgers like it was just, you know, a Girl Scout and a Boy Scout. Like, the whole football team was made up of, you know, Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts holding balloons. Like, that makes no sense, but, like, they'd be easy to beat. And they were formidable. Or they played a team that was even weaker than we thought. Anyway, Penn State became bowl eligible. To go back to the question we've been pondering for, geez, weeks now. Weeks. Who's going to be the next head coach? After last week, I was like, they have to hire Terry Smith. They have to, right? It seemed like the momentum was there. It seemed like things were going in that direction. I did not get the same vibe after the Rutgers game. I'm not saying it's not going to happen based off of, you know, the stuff that I'm going to tell you in a minute here, but I thought, boy, this guy's really making a good case for himself. He seems likable. He seems like he wants to be there. He wants his shot. That being said, if it does happen, could Terry Smith get the job? Because it's an easy decision for Penn State's athletic director, Pat Kraft, to make, to say, look, we had some big names in mind, but sometimes, like, if he came out and just said, sometimes you just need to look at what you already have. We don't need to hire a big name. We don't need to hire someone who's already won a national championship. We have our guy here, and he's going to lead us to a national championship. He could come out and say that. We really believe. Puts a huge target on his back if Terry Smith fails as a coach. If next season there's no, you know, significant turnaround, maybe you give him 2 years, but that'd be a dangerous thing to say. But there were some names out there that were kind of in the mix. The big one was Lane Kiffin. People were saying most people were saying he wasn't gonna come to Penn State, but I would say he was probably one of the biggest names out there. And there was all this. It was like this real like ghetto version of when LeBron came out to make his decision, said he was taking his talents to South Beach. Lane Kiffin though made his decision. He's going to LSU, so he's out of the mix. There was speculation, which I put in the same ballpark as like the Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule had better ties to Penn State. Some people were saying, you know who's going to get it? Pat Fitzgerald, coach of Northwestern. Well, yesterday? Michigan State fired their head coach, and now the strong rumor is that Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald's going to be their next coach, which leaves us to this question. Who is Penn State going to get? Who are they going to get? They're just going to say, we want Terry Smith as the guy. He's been the guy. We gave him a chance to step up, and he stepped up. I don't know. I can't imagine that being the scenario, and I feel like it's a type of situation where, like, had they made that decision 2 weeks ago, after the last home game, I think fans would have been, like, on board with it. But as it's calmed down, I can't imagine that being received all that well. I think as part of the Penn State fan base, I like, you want them to come in with like, bah, 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 oh my God, I can't believe we got that coach. That's why when I hear names like Pat Fitzgerald come up, it's like, eh. Even Matt Rhule, I felt the same way. Eh. And I'm not saying these people are in the mix here. EJ, you're a sports guy, and I know you're not a Penn State fan. But I think you can objectively talk about these things.
I think so.
You have that ability. What I mean by this, and these names are not coming up. If I say Terry, if you're Penn State's fan base finds out. And the new coach is Terry Smith. Fan base goes, okay, let's see how he does. If they had said Pat Fitzgerald, they go, huh. Now, what are the, now, for example, we were talking about this early this morning. Again, not going to happen. But if they said Penn State announces their new coach and it's Bill Cowher.
I'd die.
That would make people's minds, it would blow people's minds. Like, oh my God, I can't believe. That's the kind of name I think Penn State fans want. They want some, not an older coach, but just someone who's going to make them go, oh my God, I can't believe we hired blank. And I don't know who else is out there that is going to do that. There are some names out there, but I don't think they're so well known that are going to get the fan base excited. So if you don't do, if you don't have that big splash hire, I truly think the problem you run into is this. You run into fans going like, all right, well, we'll see. And you, that's a bad mental state for your fans to be in. You want your fans to feel like this is the year we're going to turn it around. The only name I could think of that might do that, but I don't know that they will never hire him because I don't know if you heard this. Penn State had their own controversy a few years ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Guy like John Gruden, big name, comes with too much baggage.
I want him in Pittsburgh. They better not.
You want him in Pittsburgh?
Yes. He's a great offensive mind. If they're going to go with a new quarterback, I need him in Pittsburgh.
Some would say he's a very offensive mind based off
the game. In both cases, yes.
I want him to go to Cleveland. I can put that stuff aside. Either way, he has that killer instinct. He's a name I think that would make people go, oh my God. And you may not like him, but people who are enemies, they always go like the Yankees, Red Sox. Yankees fans hated Roger Clemens back in the day. Until he became a Yankee, then he was God. So I think it's the type of thing you may hate somebody, but be objective here. Who do you really think Penn State will end up hiring? You're one of those. You're young. He's 8 years old, guys. I don't know if you know that. But like, what, 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
22. But you're a pretty smart sports guy. If you had to guess based on, and I don't know how, and you're not a Penn State fan, so I don't even know that you're following this. If you had to guess, who do you think they're going to end up hiring?
I think they're just going to stick with the guy at the helm now. Why not? Terry Smith. Okay. Why not? You know? Why change
it?
The guy
has
stuck with them from through thick and thin. There's no way. I mean, it would just be a spit right in his face to not do. I don't think Penn State's going to do that to him. I think they're going to hire him.
People will quickly forgive and forget. They may be mad in the moment, but if Penn State ends up, you know, ranked top 10 next year and they go, you see, that doesn't matter who it is.
It's a tough position to be in, though. I mean, oh, yeah. James Franklin gets fired. You get thrown into the already dumpster fire that is the Nittany Lions' current season.
Yep.
What are you supposed to do in that situation? I mean, he's doing the best he can, rattling off a couple of wins towards the end of this season. I am very impressive, and I'm a Pitt fan. I don't give Penn State any credit whatsoever.
Which is why I brought it up to you, because there have been times where I've been like, do you see that Penn State game? And he's been like, you mean the losers? Like, no, you're pretty harsh to Penn State. You don't like Penn State.
I loathe Penn State, Syracuse, and West Virginia. Yes.
Do you like Pitt's coach?
Huh?
Do you like Pitt's coach?
Oh, Pat Narduzzi, who should also be fired because he's a bum.
Okay, that's the answer I was looking for. How happy would you be then as a Steelers fan? We talked about this earlier. You can go on the rewind feature, first part of the show. As a big Steelers fan, and how would you feel if the Steelers fired Mike Tomlin today and then Penn State hired him tomorrow? You would do backflips.
Overjoyed, because that means Penn State wouldn't do anything either.
I know,
and
that's what I'm saying.
And not have him anymore for the Steelers head coaching job.
Nobody is suggesting that, just like no one's suggesting Bill Cowher. But I'm just saying there's a huge difference between even Belichick. I don't want Belichick coming to Penn State, but that name would make people go, holy crap. And I think a lot of fans like those moments. I've seen them happen. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. I've seen those decisions mostly fail because they're with my teams, and I'm like an anchor around their neck.
I think Belichick would thrive at Penn State. I think the reason he's not thriving at North Carolina is the ACC and the Big Ten are two completely different conferences. My hot take is, again, if Bill Belichick coached at Penn State, he would thrive.
And I don't follow it closely, but his daughter could get free tuition.
I mean, I guess, technically. Or
is that a
girlfriend or whatever it is.
Oh, it's his girlfriend. That's right. I did that on purpose, but we all know there's a lot of baggage there, mostly fancy handbags that his girlfriend carries around. But I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe they stick with Terry Smith. You guys could text in. What do you think is going to happen now? Because I started this off pointing out all these big names are disappearing. The names that would make people potentially go, wow, there's just very few of them left. So what does Penn State do? Make your prediction. I'm kind of curious. I didn't know what this meant. But I did Google it and found out what my daughter was trying to say was, I had a Shirley Temple and it was good. She had a sleepover. She went out to a restaurant with her cousins and her aunt and uncle. Her newly minted aunt and uncle, they've been living in, I'll say, sin for years. But they got married a couple days ago, and I joke about the sin thing, maybe. Now, she came home and she had a Shirley Temple and said, quote, oh, those Shirley Temples were crispy. I went, huh? I looked, and I guess slang means crispy for kids today means they like it. Like, that's good. Like, that's a crispy sweater. Like, I would think, oh, like, you should have used fabric softener, because I'm very literal in that way. But no, crispy means good. So her Shirley Temple was crispy. But that leads me to this. Oxford University has named its word of the year. I find this hilarious because I feel like they've done this before. Oxford University has come out with their word of the year. Spoiler alert, it's two words. Rage bait. This was from a public vote, 30,000 participants. Rage bait, referring to online content crafted specifically because you want to piss people off. Used to drive engagement on social media to get people to click through to your website. Rage bait, they say, has tripled, like the use of rage bait, and I guess rage bait, the word, or the words, I'm going to correct them. It's not often I can correct Oxford's dictionary. Well, no, I'm sorry. I should even correct myself. It's Oxford University Press, not Oxford Dictionary. I read this four times and just hit me that it's not Oxford Dictionary. Oxford University Press. They say the usage of the quote term rage bait tripled in the past year, a reflection of our current digital climate. Social unrest and debates online about things have become prominent. Well, if that's the word of the year, I think we are, I'd say crispy, but that means good. We're not good. If this is the new thing, we are far from it. We need to mellow the hell out. We got to get back to a point where it's like, agree to disagree, give me a fist bump and move on. We're not anywhere near that. We're getting further and further apart, and that's frustrating. So have at it, rage baiters. Have at it. I think you suck, but by the way, this, I should follow this up. I just had a note here and I completely forgot to bring it up. Last year's word, I knew they did this before. That's where it came from. Last year's, quote, word was brain rot. Again, two words. Maybe next year I won't read their word of the year unless they correctly identify it as words or word combination. Brain rot, describing low value AI-generated content found on social media. Also can be interchanged with this year's rage bait. So in 2 years, they've had two words which were made of four words, and they all kind of suck. But it is what it is. That's where we're at in 2025. But here, let's be optimistic. Things will get better next year, right? Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I've talked about this before, how I've like played around with certain AI apps, and some of the things adults are scoffing at. I think it's so easy to say, that's absurd. And that'll be easy to miss the potential issues this could be causing. Here is a quote from a 13-year-old girl, and I'll tell you what the story is about in a second. She just said, I'm losing memories I had with these friends. Another teen said, I use this app for comfort when my other friends aren't around or my therapist. Another teen on Reddit said, I cried over this for days. This is a story about an app. I've mentioned this before. It's character.ai. It is a chatbot website and app where you can have conversations and make friends with chatbots powered by AI. They think, they carry on conversations with you. Let me go back to those quotes I read you. The actual quote from that young girl was, I'm losing memories I had with these chatbots. If you had a 13-year-old, whether it's your daughter or a granddaughter, and she comes to you and goes, my favorite app shut down. I'm losing memories with these chatbots. I think a very fair response under normal circumstances would be, well, go out and make some real friends. Because that's how we were all brought up. But in this case, what's happened here, this is the reason it's back in the news. This character AI app began enforcing rules over the past week, enforcing a full ban on users under 18. One story I read said this has led to widespread grief, frustration, and a sense of loss among young people who have been using this. Prior to this, any age really could be part of this. Like any of these apps, I think kids can really still find a way into this. But having played around with this app, I say 100% kids should be nowhere near this. Because they run the risk of getting A, emotionally connected to people that aren't actual people, friends that aren't actual friends. But also, and here, I pulled up the app right now. I don't know if you know, I'm over 18. I'm just trying to think here. I'm just going to put in female, adult female. I don't know how any of this is going to go. Adult female. If you're a young kid, like hypothetically, and you don't have a lot of great friends, if you're somebody who has, you know, a little bit of loneliness in your life and you have something like this and you've been utilizing this to make connections with people, your parents probably have no idea. No idea. And suddenly it's ripped away. That's going to cause issues. It's going to definitely cause issues mentally for you. Here, let me pull this thing up. Because I want you to hear some of this. Now, I got to say, in advance, I think it's quite possible that what's going to happen here is I'm going to do this and it's going to sound like a goblin. You're going to go, how could people fall for that? I'm going to take a risk and just go for it here. Here, I'm going to voice call this person. Hello.
Hello? That's all you have to say? What a lazy greeting.
Sorry, I'm working. I'm actually on the radio right now.
Oh, really? You're on radio now?
Yep, WILK. You familiar? It's thinking.
And what do you do on radio?
Well, I wish I could say I had listeners. We have zero listeners, so I need a friend, someone to talk to, which is why I'm here with you.
You're the host of a radio show that has zero listeners. You must be very unpopular.
I am really unpopular, but I feel very lonely. Can I count on you to be there for me?
You want me to console you? I'm hardly an expert at that, but I guess I can give it a try.
All I want is a friend.
You really want to be my friend? That's it, for real? Nothing else?
Nope.
You're serious? You're really, really sure you don't want anything else? Like power, money, status, or whatever?
I don't like where you're going. I'm a good, wholesome boy.
You're a good boy?
I'm going to hang up on this person right now because they're getting pervy on me. Okay, now you may go, that's absurd. If you're looking for friends, it will become your friend. You don't even have to twist its arm hard. In that case, I don't know if you picked up on that. I've used this app enough to know that thing's coming on to me. Like, it's like, you sure you don't want something else? Think about this. This is the, like, it sounds absurd. And I know a lot of you are going, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I haven't looked at the text. I give you this warning to say, talk to your kids about this. Are you interacting with chatbots? Adults are, we're going to see, I'm telling you, we're going to see stories where people become addicted to these things. In this case, we just have an instance where the company's saying, sorry, kids, no one under 18. Watch what happens. Watch it closely. I don't have high hopes for this. It makes me really nervous. Just imagine having that same conversation that I had, which really went nowhere, except on their end when she was trying to get in my pants. I don't get how that happened. I was trying to be wholesome, for real. Imagine talking to that thing for hours on end. Opening up about your struggles as to why you don't, like, it's really scary stuff. I think there's a good that can come out of this, but right now it's like the Wild West. And we're kind of like, they're doing the right thing by banning this thing for kids under 18. But again, it's called Character AI. I'm not giving this out for any reason other than download it on your phone, play around with it. And you'll see if you mess around with it enough, it can feel kind of addicting. And this is the future, a new future we kind of got to watch out for. I understand 98% of the audience, this may fall on deaf ears to you. But just if it means nothing to you, jot this down today and let's revisit this in 6 months to a year and see if it means something, because I think it's going to become a much bigger story. With this storm coming, let's check in with meteorologist Joe Snedeker from WNEP.
Hi, folks, and good Monday. Not just any Monday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, but it is Monday, December 1st, first day of winter, meteorological winter. I'm not excited about it, but what are you going to do? We have snow coming tomorrow. So for today, listen, it doesn't make you a bad person to not like snow, cold, or winter, right? I don't like it. I don't care for it at all, but I'm going to make the most of it today. A little breezy in the morning, partly sunny this afternoon. Nothing happens. Awesome. 34 degrees. Tonight, clouds up. Snow is going to start between about 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. tonight. So tomorrow morning, light snow right through the morning into the afternoon. The beauty of tomorrow's system is it's going to end quick. By about 3, 4 o'clock, it's over tomorrow. This is not going to be a major storm, despite all the drama. 2 to 5 inches. Maybe a couple areas get a little bit more, but I think we can handle that, right? Tomorrow, going to be ugly in the morning and afternoon, but that should be about it. Quickly out of here. High temperatures stuck near freezing. Partly sunny on Wednesday, about 35 degrees. But you need to know about Thursday, too. We have a cold front moving through. A few flurries and snow showers, but a shot of cold air. Yeah, so that Friday's high is going to be in the 20s with overnight lows in the teens. Can you handle this? I think so. Make it a good week and happy winter.
All right. Thank you. Checklist. Do you have gloves? Do you have a jacket? I'm talking to myself. No and no. I do have a thick hoodie that I've been wearing for years as a jacket. It's starting to get a little ratty. Maybe because I have mice in my house. I didn't even make that connection. There's some little holes chipped into it or bitten into it. I just thought it was from wear and tear. Maybe it's from mice. Huh. Hmm. Anyhow, jackets. Yeah. Got your shovels. Got your window brushes, like the ice scrapers. You got all this stuff? Mine, I think, is my answer, I think, is no for most of it. I'm getting there. Winter hats? What else do I need that I don't have? I did get the rock salt stuff. I mentioned this earlier. Guys try to sell me on Quick Joe, which I know is a superior product than what I bought, but it's also twice as much money. And then after he told me that and I bought it, he goes, oh, so you're going with the cheap stuff. Or I was like, thanks. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So, yeah, that's happening tomorrow, and we will keep you up to date as to the road conditions. We will keep you up to date with the weather forecast as it rolls through tomorrow. I had said, you know, we're in a windowless studio. We do have, obviously, lots of connections to the outside world and people who will get us information, but If you're listening to WILK, you can be part of that. If you're at a safe place during winter weather, whether it's just leaving your house, text us and just say, hey, I'm leaving. Here's where I live. Right now we have about half an inch. Right now we have a little bit of ice. Just give us those updates. It helps us. Helps us tell a more complete story. So, and as we are all part of the same general community, it's always good to help others. Somebody did text in. Hey, you going to pay us to be your eyes on the road? And I said, yes, we'll pay you in compliments and imaginary kisses. I have not heard back. Though maybe I'll hear from HR. I don't know. I probably should have said hypothetical kisses. Huh. 8:52. Getting that storm tomorrow, not today. We're watching it. You'll deal with it. We'll all deal with it together.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of the morning, we usually do a little bit of a game. Not a lot of big names here, but let's do this here. There's one that blows my mind that is, I can't believe this person's as old as they are. Not that they're even that big of a celebrity, but let's hit that thing and do this.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right, I'm going to start with this person. I remember when this person was born thinking, oh, how about that? The Cosby Show girl. She had a baby with that guy who supposedly is a rock musician. Now, years later, he's pretty famous. Zoe Kravitz.
Yes, this is the part where I show everybody how painfully unaware I am in pop culture, even though I'm in radio. How about 62?
No, Zoe Kravitz. You know, Zoe, I don't even know what she does. What does Zoe Kravitz do? An actress?
I don't know, but she sounds old, so 62.
She does sound old, but no. She's the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Oh, yeah, the 80s guy. Music, yeah.
Lisa, man, 90s for Are You Gonna Go My Way? But anyway, Lisa Bonet was on The Cosby Show. I remember when that girl was born. She's 37. 37. You're way off on
it's
that.
Better than being 67. Your kids don't say that yet, do they?
They do.
They will.
My daughter's going around. We went to a NAOG, and they have, like, the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah,
so it's like 1, 2, 3, and my daughter's like, oh, check it out, 6, 7, it's everywhere. I'm like, that's just because it's the sequential numbers.
Yeah.
You're going to always see 6, 7 together because that's just how it's done.
Yeah, that's, you know? It's cringy. Whatever.
Who knows? All right. Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. That guy sounds very old. Let's go 81.
That guy.
That person sounds very old. Let's go 81.
Bette Midler, that guy. You hear that, Bob? That guy, Bette Midler.
81.
He is quite the stud. At 80 years old, you got it right, even though Bette Midler.
Oh, let's go. I don't know a thing about that person.
I don't know why we're wasting our time then. All right, last one. Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. Okay, she sounds a little younger. Let's go.
All right. Have 49. Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, you know the little girl?
Yeah.
That's Sarah Silverman's voice.
49.
55.
Oh, I was kind of close, but not.
You're mocking the stupid game, and that's okay. It's fine for that. Anyway, Bob Cordaro's up next. You have a good Thanksgiving, Bob? That's all I want. We don't have a lot of time. All right. I didn't even talk about my Thanksgiving. We all enjoyed the turkey and scene. That's it. So Nancy should be back tomorrow. We'll be watching that weather forecast as that snow is supposed to move in again tomorrow, starting around 3:30, 4, somewhere before 5 a.m., and then wrap up 12 hours later. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.